From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The industrial city of Chelyabinsk sits nearly 1,000 miles east of Moscow at the edge of Siberia. 10 years ago, our reporter Ann Garrels traveled there to see how Russia was adjusting to life after the collapse of communism. This week, we're hearing how Russia has changed, again through the lens of Chelyabinsk. In 1998, factories were almost at a standstill. Workers were lucky to get paid $15 a month, if at all. Then the standard of living improved dramatically, fueled by high prices for raw materials and metal. But with the current global economic downturn, prices and demand have plunged, and factories are cutting back again. As Ann Garrels reports now, people in Chelyabinsk are scared.
On a freezing evening, grim steel workers pour out of the huge Mechel plant. Management has cut each back by 4 days a month with a corresponding 20% salary drop, and the word is workers here and at other plants across the city will be furloughed for a month over the Christmas and New Year holidays. No one knows where this is all heading.
In addition to cuts, they're also holding off paying our salaries. Management isn't saying anything. Everyone is just waiting.
Vladimir Fadeev says life had been getting better, with many believing the worst was finally behind them. Though it's $600 a month, factory salaries are still way behind the West. Many took advantage of new credit to buy an apartment or a car, anticipating the boom would continue. Now this worker says he has no idea how he will manage.
We banked on things getting better and better. The government tells us you Americans are the problem.
Others focus closer to home, pointing fingers at rich and corrupt stockholders. The workers are angry at management, which they say has yet to make cuts in its own ranks. Fearing social unrest, the local government is urging manufacturers not to let workers go altogether. And there's another problem. Chelyabinsk, like many Russian industrial cities, actually has a shortage of skilled workers because of a declining birth rate and new opportunities in other fields. Young people just don't want to go into the factories anymore. Management is in a bind. Their sales have plummeted, but if they lay off valued workers now, they may not be able to find technicians in the future when the economy picks up again. Igor Turbanov, a young manager with the Chelyabinsk Ford and Press factory, says the recent boom allowed many plants to put off making changes that will allow them to survive in a tougher market.
They felt very good because of the economy growing, and they didn't think about effectiveness of business.
Reality is hit. Luckily, his boss began to think about this before the crisis. He hired Kaizen, based out of Arizona, to help the factory reorganize. Consultant Jorge Barón describes a plant growing at incredible rates, but burdened by its Soviet legacy.
Not very good working conditions for the operators. They were buying a lot of new technology, not having the right skills.
After 2 straight years of 80% growth, the company now faces a sudden 60% drop in sales with no end in sight. It's the same everywhere in town. Igor Turbanov says this crisis makes the need for change more important than ever.
Now when everybody understands that it's urgent.
With a federal government flush with oil and gas money and local industry doing well, there's been full employment here, though salaries have not kept pace with prices, which are comparable, if not higher, than in the U.S. College students now work to help bolster the family income. They're much more independent than the kids I once knew here. But 19-year-old Katya Ushakova says she's worried she's going to lose her job in a shoe store. The ripple effects are being felt across Chelyabinsk as shops, hotels, and restaurants cut back on staff. The Wall Street Bar, usually a popular drinking spot for young professionals, is nearly empty on a Friday night. In low-slung designer jeans, 17-year-old Dasha, the daughter of a local building magnate, remains one of the few to be deliriously optimistic as she and her girlfriends order another bottle of champagne.
I wish I will have a big travel agency. My father runs his own business too. He is a builder. And I'm very proud of my father. And I want to be like my father in business.
During the boom years, Dasha has traveled the world. She's too young to remember the last crisis. But tourist agencies are shutting their doors, and construction now is at a standstill. Dasha's traveling days may soon be over. Best Credit is one of the new real estate companies that have sprung up here. But agents who are making $2,000 a month, an extraordinary salary by local standards, don't have any business these days. The real estate market in Chelyabinsk has collapsed. Prices, which had tripled over the past 3 years, are dropping. But agency owner Tatiana Gulyaeva says there aren't any bargain hunters.
Other agencies are closing, but I am going to try to hang on. I want to be in a position to restart when things improve.
Only 3 of 40 banks that once offered mortgages are still in the business.
The apartment's
so small.
It's the only entertainment they can have is running in a very tight circle.
Mark Kelleher, an American teaching English here, shares a tiny one-room apartment with his Russian wife and 3-year-old twins. Housing is still tight for families here. Mark's hopes of moving to a bigger place are now on hold. New mortgages are at least 20%. And Mark says some banks are raising rates on what borrowers thought were fixed loans.
This year, they had mortgages available for about 11%. That's not a good mortgage. That's a great mortgage. But people who took these mortgages out at 11%, suddenly, like in September, their rates were increased to 17-18%. Boom. One step.
The local government is scrambling to rewrite its budget. They've canceled anticipated hikes in utilities. Tax revenues will be significantly down. New social programs are at risk. Construction on the metro has screeched to a halt. All the signals of a crisis are here, but journalists writing about it have to be careful. Several local reporters are being investigated for what the prosecutor general calls inflaming a mood of panic. But journalist Marina Kudryashova with Evening Chelyabinsk is panicked by confusion and uncertainty. She remembers the last economic crisis when her family didn't know where it would get food to put on the table. She hoped she would never see this again in Russia. While it might not be as bad this time, she'd begun to imagine a future when ordinary Russians would begin to live like Europeans or Americans. She doesn't want that dream to go away. Anne Gerrels, NPR News.
And tomorrow, Anne explores the rise of religion in Chelyabinsk. It's a city where there were once no functioning churches.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.